Thank you so much, Mr. President, Excellencies, and distinguished delegates. At the outset, it is my pleasure to join others in thanking Ambassador Fabien Rudiard and his entire team for his remarkable leadership as the outgoing president and in giving a warm welcome to you, Ambassador Paul Beckers, for your election as president of the Trade and Development Board. My delegation looks forward to engaging with you and all your team. Timor-Leste aligns itself with the statement made by Cambodia as chair of the G77 in China and Nepal on behalf of the LDC group. On behalf of the government of Timor-Leste, I would like to note with satisfaction the evolution of UNCTAD as the focal point in the UN system for the integrated treatment of trade and development and the interrelated issues in the areas of finance, technology, investment, and sustainable development. Similarly, UNCTAD continues playing a pivotal role in providing policy analysis, recommendations, consensus building, and technical assistance for developing countries amid the cascading crises which have threatened livelihoods and drawn us farther away from the SDG goals. One of the evident success in the support provided to Timor-Leste in developing the e-trade readiness assessment, the e-commerce strategy, the drafting of the competition law, and training on non-tariff measures and trade facilitation. Most importantly, the recent establishment of Timor-Leste's trade information portal aims to facilitate cross-border trade activity in an easier and less costly way, in line with the government's digital strategic plan for 2032. These measures reinforce our efforts to diversify the economy and adopt necessary reforms to achieve beneficial integration into regional and international trading systems. Moreover, UNCTAD played a key role in assisting with the development of Timor-Leste's electronic single window, connecting 8 government agencies responsible for providing the release of goods from customs. Since its launch, there has been a significant reduction in environmental impact, which is reflected in an 85% reduction in the use of printed paper and a 91% reduction in investor travel between customs and relevant offices. Mr. President, the recent increasing of natural hazards and multiple climate change impacts, floods, drought, landslides, and sea level rise have significantly led to decreased agriculture output, increased food insecurity, water shortage, destruction of infrastructure, loss of human life, displacement, and limited financial and technological capacity to quickly recover and rebuild losses and damages. As a country negatively affected by climate change, the government of Timor-Leste is keen to promote renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, and disaster risk reduction. In addition, Timor-Leste is strongly committed to promoting blue economy to conserve our environment, provide opportunities for our people, and build a resilient and sustainable economy. Along this vein, we call on UNCTAD to continue revitalizing its role and forge partnerships with relevant international organizations and development partners for a more concrete and meaningful multilateral force to address the concurrent multiplicity of global crises. I thank you.